各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace out, my brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们继续在这里一起来敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
And may God bless us for gathering here to worship Him.
今天晚上呢，要用我的殿必重建，我的城必兴盛做题目跟大家分享。
This evening, I'd like to use the topic, "My house shall be rebuilt, my city shall be prospered," as our mutual encouragement.
我们最近教会读经进度应该是在读撒加利亚书。
And just recently, our Bible study schedule is on the book of Zechariah.
如果我们有跟着教会的读经进度，我们今年到这个月为止，我们应该读过创世纪，我们读过以斯帖记，读过以斯拉记，读完哈该书，现在读撒加利亚书。
If you're following the church Bible study schedule, then we should have already finished the book of Genesis, Esther, Ezra, and the book of Haggai, and now we're studying the book of Zechariah.
那从以斯拉记开始呢？这个在讲圣殿重建的过程。
Starting from the book of Ezra, we're studying the process of the temple, the rebuilding of the temple.
那以斯拉记读完之后，圣经如果按照这个书卷的排列，应该接下去应该读尼希米记的。
According to the chronological order of the books, we should be studying the book of Nehemiah.
但是因为在以斯拉记讲完之后，他重建圣殿这件事情当中呢。有两卷先知书是跟他有关的，就是哈该书跟撒加利亚书。
However, because of the rebuilding of the temple mentioned in the book of Ezra, there are two other prophetic books related to the book of Ezra.
所以我们就读完以斯拉记之后呢，就接下去读哈该书跟撒加利亚书。那我们这样子对圣殿重建整个的信息会比较清楚。
And this is why we're studying the book of Haggai and Zechariah, following the book of Ezra, so we may have a clear understanding of the process of rebuilding the temple.
那哈该书比较短，比较信息比较清楚，比较单纯。
The book of Haggai was shorter, and the message was very clear.
但是撒加利亚书呢，却是一卷在小先知书里面却是最长，而且是最不容易懂的一卷书。
But the book of Zechariah is one of the longest and the most difficult to understand books of the minor prophets.
那这卷书呢，也有很多的意象啊，也被新约圣经的作者引用过很多次。
And there are many visions recorded in this book that were referred to by the authors of the New Testaments.
它在有关于主耶稣基督弥赛亚国度的预言里面，这卷书里面有很多的信息。
And this book records many prophecies referring to the Messiah, the coming of the Messiah.
那撒加利亚书，我们今天如果照读经进度，应该读到第四章。
Yeah, following the Bible study schedule, we should be on chapter 4.
但是小弟想今天用一点时间跟大家来分享这一卷书，然后用这个主题跟大家来查考第一章。
But I would like to utilize this evening this opportunity to share with you about this book and to focus on chapter 1.
撒加利亚书基本上他在讲预言将来弥赛亚国度的建立。
And the book of Zechariah is prophesying the establishment of the incoming kingdom of God.
那通常我们自己在读经的时候，有时候读到像这样的先知书的时候呢，我们通常都会跳过去，因为不是很容易明白。
Oftentimes, while reading or studying the Bible ourselves, when we come upon a prophetic book like this, we will skip it because it's difficult to understand.
或者有时候是有读没有懂，因为读了就不知道他在讲什么。
Or perhaps we may read it but not understand what the book is telling us.
那可是这卷书其实有很重要的信息，我们如果仔细去读它了，我们会发现说神的应许真的是实实在在的。
But in fact, there are many important messages in this book. After you read it, you will have a clear understanding that the promises and faithfulness of God truly exist.
撒加利亚书可以分成两大半，第一章到第八章是前半部。
And you can divide the book into two sections. The first section from chapter 1 to chapter 8.
从这前半部的八章里面呢，他讲的信息跟哈该书是有关的，就是有关于圣殿的重建。
And the messages recorded from chapter 1 to chapter 8 is recorded to the messages recorded in the book of Haggai.
那后半部是九章到十四章。
And the second section is from chapter 9 to chapter 14.
那这一段信息，它是后面的亚撒加利亚先知在后期的时候写的。
And these books, these chapters were written during the latter days of Prophet Zechariah.
这是先知他在他工作的后期所写的，他的信息应该是在大概在像以斯帖记那个时候的年代的。
And this was written toward the later days of the Prophet Zechariah, and this was close to the days of Esther.
第九章到第十四章呢，它里面有两个默示。
And there are two, there are two signs.
第九章哈，我们如果看第九章啊。
And let's read chapter nine.
第九章第一节。
Chapter nine, verse one.
神的默示应验在哈德拉地大马色，世人和以色列各支派的眼目都仰望神。哦，这个这里讲到神的默示。
And here says an oracle of God.
那这个是从九章到第十一章。
And this is from chapter 9 to chapter 11.
然后第二个默示从十二章到十四章第一节说神论以色列的默示。
And the second oracle starts from chapter 12.
啊，这个就是这个这一卷书的主要的分段，就是前八章跟后跟后面的六章。
And so these are two sections to the book of Zechariah.
那前面的八章呢，基本上前六章有记载的八个异象。
So from the first eight chapters, we can say within the first six chapters, records six visions.
如果我们看圣经里面那个先知，他说举目观看，他看到异象，这是神给他看的。
And if you read the Bible, it says the prophet looked up and saw.
所以第一章到第六章有八个异象在里面。
And so it's from chapter one to chapter six, records eight visions.
然后第七章跟第八章呢，他讲神的话临到先知，所以有四个信息。
And so from chapter 7 to chapter 8 records four messages that came upon the prophet.
那这一卷书大概就是这样分段，我们如果仔细查考，里面有很多很多重要道理在里面的。
And this is how we divide up the book. So if you study chapter by chapter, you will discover many teachings.
那通常像这样的书卷我们比较陌生。
And usually we're not familiar with this kind of books.
所以小弟想要用一些时间跟大家来分享这一卷书。
And therefore, I would like to utilize some time to study this book with you.
那当然，因为我们读经进度的时候，每一天都读一章，很快就读过去了。
And according to our chapter or schedule, we study chapter a day.
但是如果我们跟着教会读经进度，有时候我们在聚会的时候读过，再来查考这件书的时候，比较容易了解。
And if we have followed the church schedule, then if we study or review it during our services, then we may have a clear understanding of the chapter.
撒加利亚书对 当时代的人来说有很重要的意义的。
And the book of Zechariah carry a very important meaning or purpose to the people during that time.
因为他鼓励百姓当时候要重建神的圣殿。
Because the chapter of this book encouraged the people, the Israelites, to rebuild the temple.
那他也带来了将来的盼望，就是神的国度会建立。
He also brought upon the future hope that is the kingdom of God shall be established.
那撒加利亚他的信息呢，基本上强调那个真实信仰的建立不是外在的那个物质的殿。
And the message of Zechariah brings upon that the actual building of the temple of God is not the physical chapel or the physical building.
真正的圣殿就是神与我们同在。
And the real this real temple means the abidance of God.
那其实这也是信仰最精华的重点，就是神与百姓同在。
And that is also the key to our faith, that is God resides with the people.
因为他在预言弥赛亚国度的建立，所以他讲了很多主耶稣基督的预言。
And because it is prophesying the establishment of the kingdom of the Messiah, so it prophesies many regarding Christ.
他里面提到很多主耶稣，他是从大卫的苗裔出生，他是大卫的后裔。
And within this book, you can find that Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus, came from the descendants of David.
这位救主啊，谦谦和的骑着驴驹啊。进到耶路撒冷去。
And this humble Savior came on the donkey and came into the city.
他是为了要拯救，可是他最后是被人厌弃的。
Though he came to save, but he was forsaken at the end.
然后他被击打，他被出卖，他被击打。
He was stricken and he was betrayed.
然后他强调，最后神这个弥赛亚这个救主一定要救赎他的渔民，就是他属他的百姓。
And emphasize how the Savior in the very end shall save this remnant, his people.
要建立一个荣耀圣洁的国度。
And shall establish this sacred, this pure kingdom.
那这个就预言了将来幕后真教会应该有的荣耀的情景。
And this has prophesied the scenery of how this glorious church shall be in the end days.
那所以他这里面有对当代的鼓励，也有对将来的预言。
And so within this book, you can find messages that encourages the people during that time and prophecies regarding the future.
他提到圣殿的重建、圣城的再一次建立以及神国度的建立。
And it speaks of the rebuilding of the temple of God and the reestablishment of the kingdom and the cities of God.
看到这卷书，我们会看到末真教会的希望。
And by reading this book, you can see this hope to the future true church.
属灵真教会必然复兴。
And that the spiritual true church shall revive.
那我们现在来看看第一章里面这个以撒那个撒加利亚书的信息。
And now let us take a look at the message in chapter 1.
我们先看第一章的第十六节。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 1 verse 16.
第一章十六节
Chapter 1 verse 16.
所以神如此说现今我回到耶路撒冷能施怜悯我的殿必重建在其中准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上这是万军之神说的
Verse 16 Therefore this is what the Lord says I will return to Jerusalem with mercy and there my house will be rebuilt and the measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem declares the Lord Almighty
十七节说你要再宣告说万军之神如此说我的诚意必在丰盛发达神必在安慰锡安拣选耶路撒冷
17 proclaim further this is what the Lord Almighty says my town will again overflow with prosperity and the Lord will again comfort Zion and choose Jerusalem
这是神他这样说他强调两次他说这样讲他的殿要重建他的城一定要发达
and here twice emphasize this is what the Lord says that his city and his house shall be prosperous
那这样一个国度的复兴的应许它是要怎么样来的怎么会有这一个这么柔美的景象呢
And so with such a promise to the revival of a city, we can ask how would this ever come to be?
神借着先知传达一个很重要的信息。
But through the prophet, God has passed on this very important message.
那这一个应许的实现要看神的百姓是不是愿意离开恶然后转向。
And that message is the fulfillment of this promise depends on whether or not the people will depart from evil and return to God, return back to God.
要让这个复兴的情景能够实现，第一个前提就是百姓要先转向神。
In order for this revival to occur, first of all, the people must return back to God.
我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
第一章第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
神曾向你们列祖大大发怒。第三节
Verse 3.
所以你要对以色列人万军之神如此说你们要转向我我就转向你们这是万军的神说的第四节
Verse 4.
不要效法你们列祖从前的先知呼叫他们说万军的神如此说你们要回头离开你们的恶道恶行他们却不听也不顺从我这是神说的第五节
Verse 5.
你们的列祖在哪里呢那些先知能永远存活吗第六节
Verse 6.
只是我的言语和律例就是所吩咐我仆人众先知的岂不临到你们列祖吗他们就回头说万军之神定义按我们的行动作为向我们怎样行他已经行了那这段信息呢是神借着先知要告诉百姓的
Yeah, this was a message through from God through the prophet
百姓要先离开恶道归向神
And first of all, the people must depart from evil ways and return back to God.
这是神的殿要重建的前提。
And that is a prerequisite to the rebuilding of the temple of God.
那神当然他的这一段是他告诉先知说要这样子跟百姓讲了。
And we know this is a message that God had told the people through the prophet.
神跟他们说他曾经向他们的列祖大大的发怒。
And here it says the Lord was once very angry with their forefathers.
因为列祖嘛他们不听先知的信息他们不顺从神。
For the forefathers failed to listen to the messages of the prophets and failed to obey God.
然后当时候你看第三节特别强调他说万军的神这样说他说你们就转向我我就转向你们。
And verse 3 also says the Lord Almighty says return to me and I will return to you.
这是神的心意。
And that was the heart and mind of God.
那所以人要先主动的说愿意转向神。
So man, we must take the initiative to first turn back to God.
那问题是什么叫做转向神？
But the question is, what does it mean to turn to God?
就是第四节里面讲的说要回头离开你们的恶道恶行。
And that is recorded in verse 4, that is to depart from your evil ways and your evil practices.
那因为神的律法其实百姓他们都很清楚的。
But we know the people were very familiar with the laws of God.
可是他们当时候选择不顺从神 不听从神的信息
But they made the choice not to obey and listen to God
所以他们最后就是离弃神去归向偶像去了
Until the very end they departed from God and followed the evil ways
所以这里的恶道恶行包括他们当时候把偶像放在他们的心里是比这个真神 更高的地位的
So the evil ways and evil practices recorded here also refer to how they had placed their idols or placed other things above God
这个归向偶像这件事情在从 百姓的历史当中一直重复的出现。
We know this, this practice of idolatry continued to happen in the history of the Israelites.
在以赛亚先知的时候曾经也这样说过。
And in the book of Isaiah, in the time of Isaiah, he once said.
我们看31章，以赛亚书31章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 31.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以赛亚书31章6节。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 31, verse 6.
他说：“以色列人啊，你们要深深的，你们深深的悖逆神，现今要归向他。”
Verse 6, return to him, you have so greatly revolted against the Israelites.
第七节说：“到那日，个人必将他金偶像、银偶像，就是亲手所造、陷自己在罪中的，都抛弃了。”
And for in that day, every one of you shall reject the idols of silver and gold you sinful hands have made.
所以。这个 离开恶道就是说真的把心中的偶像有形无形的偶像都把它除去的。
Therefore, turning away from the evil ways truly means to get rid of all these idols in your heart.
真正的 回转归向神不是嘴巴讲一讲而已。
And a true return is not merely, saying it by your lips.
其实今天我们在这个社会里面有太多的偶像了。
We know today in this society there are too many idols.
那有时候这个偶像是我们无形当中，我们不知不觉就落下去的。
And oftentimes these idols form without our, without us knowing or having intended to form.
你看，当我们有时候如果看重一件事情或一个人物比神更高的时候，其实我们已经离开神了。
For example, there may be times when we see a thing, a matter or a person, more important than God, and that is when we have departed from God.
我们如果看重物质上的东西，不管是金钱、权力。或者是财，或者是这种各方面的地位啊。我们如果把一些这世界上的一些所谓很重要的事情高过于神，其实就是偶像。
And today, if we value any material thing such as fame or wealth or any material thing more than God, then that has become our idol.
那在这样在我们的生活当中，其实很容易发生的。
And truly, this easily happen in our lives.
我们要常常的反省。
And so we need to always examine, repent.
因为在这个社会久了以后，我们就常常看到，其实今天有很多很多人在拜无形的偶像。
But living in this society for a long time, we may see that there are many around us who worship these invisible idols.
可是常常我们不愿意承认的啦。
But oftentimes we deny, we're in denial.
因为这个在外表上你看不出来的。
Because these things cannot be told, in appearance.
但是我们心里面，我们每个人如果去反省，才会看得见。
But if we examine ourselves and we know ourselves.
那所以。这个百姓神界的先知所提出的说你要回转归向我我就归向你们。
And this is why God through the prophet said to the people return to me and I will return to you.
那当然归向神他说离开恶行恶道包括罪也包括罪的问题。
And we know returning to God and departing from evil ways and practices has to do with departing from sin.
那我们罪其实已经被神涂抹了我们今天在主耶稣基督里面我们的罪都被赦免。
But we know in Christ Jesus today, God has already wiped and cleansed away our sins.
但有时候我们还是会犯错。
But there are also times when we will still make mistakes.
我们看以赛亚书44章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 44.
以赛亚书44章。
Isaiah chapter 44.
我们看22节。
Let's read verse 22.
从二十一节，我们看二十一节。
Let's read from verse 21.
四十四章的二十一节。
Chapter 44, verse 21.
雅各，以色列啊，你是我的仆人，要纪念这些事。以色列啊，你是我的仆人，我造就你，必不忘记你。二十二节。
22.
我涂抹了你的过犯，像厚云消散；我涂抹了你的罪恶，如薄云灭没。你当归向我，因我救赎了你。二十三节。
23.
诸天啊，应当歌唱，因为神做成这事。地的深处啊，应当欢呼；众山应当发声歌唱；树林和其中所有的树都当如此，因为神救赎了雅各，并要因以色列荣耀自己。这段圣经来讲，我们应当要归向神，是因着神已经救赎了我们。
And this passage tells us that we ought to return to God, for He has already redeemed us.
我们的过犯罪恶神其实都已经涂抹了。
And God has redeemed us of our transgressions and sins.
但有时候我们忘记说其实我们今天在神面前我们如果能够真的诚心的悔改神愿意接纳我们的。
But so often do we forget today that if we sincerely and truly repent in the presence of God, then He will forgive us.
今天有些人他犯错以后他就觉得他已经没有希望了，他就自暴自弃了。
Many people today, after they have sinned, they might give up on themselves, thinking they're hopeless.
所以他们就在恶道恶行上一直往前直奔，没有想到要回头。
So they will continue on this path of wickedness and never think to return.
但其实我们要常常想说，其实神今天救赎了我们。
But the truth is, we need to always think to ourselves that today God has already saved us.
神既然花了这么多代价救了我们，他一定要把我们救到底。
And since God has already paid such a great price to redeem us, then He shall save us until the end.
那人的过犯呢？我们如果今天真的能够在神面前诚心的悔改，神他是慈爱的神，他要怜悯我们呢。
However, today, if we can truly repent before God, then He is merciful and He will forgive us.
将来神要怎么审判，那是神的事情。
In the end, it doesn't matter how God will judge us, that is His choice.
但是人的路，神所看重的是人愿意回转归向他。
But what God emphasizes or stresses is how man walks the path and how we repent before Him.
所以那个错误的道路一定不能再走下去。
So we should not continue on this wicked path.
然后呢，我们当我们回头转向神的时候，一定是要遵守神的律例典章，就是神的诫命。
And once we have turned back onto the path of God, then we need to follow His laws and decrees.
所以归向神。更积极的方面就是能够遵行神所吩咐的。
Therefore, the more active way to follow God is to obey His teachings.
你看，当时候在马拉基书，我们查考过马拉基书第三章，请看一下。
And we can turn to Book of Malachi, chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章第七节。
Book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 7.
三章七节说：“万军的神说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？”第八节
Verse 8,
人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取了我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。那 这一段圣经呢，是神说的，神再一次跟百姓说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
And this passage said by God, and God said to the people, once again, if you return to me, I will return to you.
这个时候的百姓也一样一个疑问，说怎么样才是转向你。
At this moment, the people question as how are we to return to you?
那其实神的意思很简单，就是遵行神的典章。
But God's requirement was very easy, is to obey His decrees.
那就马拉基那个时代，神所指责他们的就是他们在当纳的十分之一跟当献的供物上。根本就不再照神的吩咐在行的。
But during the time of Malachi, what God had rebuked of the people is that they did not follow the tithes and the offerings.
所以神的心意是要人真的遵守他的吩咐。
Therefore, the mind of God is for the people to obey His commandments.
其实神当时候对百姓所说这个奉献的事啊，神已经赐福给他们很多了。
But in fact, during that time, as God spoke of the things relating to offering, God had already blessed them greatly.
他们在没有归向神以前，他们付出很多，可是他们的收获很少。
And prior to returning to God, they have put in much, but they have gained back little.
然后当神呼吁他们说：“你们转向我，你们将当纳的十分之一跟当献的供物送入仓库之后，神要让他们成为有福的国度了。”
But when God called out to them to have them to return to Him and to put in their tithes and offering, then God assured them that they will become a strong nation.
神要为他们斥责蝗虫，不让那些天灾来毁坏他们的劳力。
And God will rebuke the locusts so these natural disasters will not come and ruin their crops.
神要祝福他们，让他们的地成为喜乐之地。
And God will bless them greatly that their land will become fields of joy.
这个叫做转向神，就是遵守神所吩咐的。
And this is what it means to return to God and to obey what He had commanded.
那神这样呼吁，其实神就真的这样做了。
And God called out in this manner, and in fact, God had followed His promise.
因为神既然是真实的，他说你转向我，我就转向你，他一定这样做。
And since God is a faithful God, so when He said, "Return to me," and He will surely return to you.
我们所以在雅各书第四章第八节说，你们亲近神，神就亲近你们。
Therefore, in James chapter 4 says, "If you draw near to God, and God will draw near to you."
所以今天我们要离开恶道，转向神。
Therefore, today we need to depart from the evil ways and return to God.
神的原理是不改变的。
And God's words will never change.
撒加利亚书一章的第五节。
And Zechariah chapter 1 verse 5.
他特别提到说，你们的列祖在哪里？那个先知能永远存活吗？
And here says, "Where your forefathers now and the prophets, do they live forever?"
但是这些列祖先知他们都过去了，但是神的原意跟律例一直存在。
And though the prophets and forefathers have all passed, yet the words of God exist.
神当初吩咐他们的列祖所要遵行的话，到撒加利亚那个时代一样。
And the words and decrees which God had commanded their forefathers still existed during the time of Zechariah.
神的命令没有改变。
And the decrees of God were unchanging.
每一个世代的人都要 遵行神的这些命令。
And people in every generation shall follow the commandments of God.
然后神会按照人的行动作为来回应百姓。
And God shall repay and respond to them according to their deeds.
第六节说，万军的神定义按我们的行动作为，向我们怎样行，他已经照样行了。
And verse 6 says, the Lord Almighty has done to us what our ways and practices deserve.
神透过先知要百姓回转，那么当时他们不要。
And but through that time, the God has asked the people to return, yet refused.
结果他们列祖就真的被掳到外邦70年了。
And as a result, their forefathers were the ones who were taken captive into foreign lands for 70 years.
等到这件事情发生的时候，他们才恍然大悟，原来神定义要做的就这样实现了。
Until the incident happened, and then they realized and recognized that this is what God had put his mind to do.
所以今天要神的圣殿要重建，当时候第一个信息就是要他们回转离开恶道。
Therefore, in order for the temple of God to be rebuilt, the first message for the people was to depart from their evil ways.
然后第二个原因就是神他说他为他的这个圣城锡安耶路撒冷他心里火热，极其火热。
And the second reason was because the heart of God was burning with zeal for His holy city or the Zion, this Jerusalem.
我们请看第十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
与我说话天使对我说，你要宣告说，万军的神如此说，我为耶路撒冷为锡安心里极其火热。
And 14, then the angel who was speaking to me said, proclaim this word, this is what the Lord Almighty says, I'm very jealous for Jerusalem and Zion.
这是你看再一次的重复强调说，神要天使再去跟先知说，你要这样宣告，神他心里是火热，他为他的这个圣城耶路撒冷他是没办法放弃的。
And here once again, God emphasizes what the Lord Almighty says. I'm very jealous and burning with zeal for Jerusalem and Zion.
其实从撒加利亚书我们看到很多话都是神主动临到先知的。
So within the book of Zechariah, we can see many of the statements were came directly from God to the prophet.
你看第一章第一节跟第七节都是神的话临到先知撒加利亚。
You can see from chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 7, it says the word of God came upon Zechariah.
然后十四节我们刚才所看到了，神要天使再去跟他说，你要这样宣告。
And once again, verse 14 says, the angel who was speaking to me said,
那神他为耶路撒冷为锡安心里火热，所以你看他就显给这个先知看异象。
And for God's heart was very jealous for Jerusalem and Zion, therefore he gave a vision to the prophet.
神很关心他自己的立他名的这个居所，这个圣殿，以及属他这个城。
And God was very mindful of the city that he had established for his people.
神显给先知看的意象是什么？
And what was the vision that God has shown to the prophet?
就是第一章的第七节开始的第这个里面所讲的第一个意象。
And this first vision was recorded in chapter 1 verse 7.
那这个意象就是第八节说他观看，他看到一个人骑红马站在洼地番石榴树中间，在他身后有红马、黄马和白马。
And so in verse 8 it says, he had a vision, and there was a man before him riding on a red horse, and he was standing between the myrtle trees, and behind him was a red, brown, and white horses.
那这里骑的这些马就是代表当时候神的使者。
And these horses represent the messengers of God.
当我们看到这里的时候，很自然的你会想到启示录里面也有很多马。
And so we read upon this, very naturally, you'll remind you of the horses mentioned in the book of Revelation.
那所以撒加利亚书里面很多的预言跟启示录是有关系的。
So therefore, many prophecies recordings that Zechariah are related to those in Revelation.
那当时候神给先知看到这个意象，是看到说，其实神他早就准备好圣殿要重建的当时候的环境了。
And the reason why God showed this vision to the prophet is to let him know that God has already prepared this environment to rebuild the temple.
神派他的使者保护眷顾整个这个当时候的犹太地。
And God has already sent his messengers to watch over and to guard over this land of Judah.
你看，我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
那站在番石榴树中间的人说，这是奉神差遣在遍地走来走去的。十一节。
Verse 11.
那些骑马的对站在番石榴树中间神的使者说了，我们已在遍地走来走去，见全地都安息平静了。这里提到说神的使者呢，他其实在遍地走来走去的。
So here it says the messengers of God were traveling or going throughout the earth.
遍地走来走去干什么？
And what were they doing throughout the earth?
要保护眷顾神的百姓，神的属神的地方。
And they were there to guard and to watch over the people of God and those belonging to God.
你看当时候神激动古列王，让他下令让这些选民可以回去。
And we can see how God has allowed King Cyrus or allowed the Israelites to return.
然后神就帮助他那个他的整个国度就很平静很顺利啊。
God also brought tranquility and peace to his nation.
所以当时候他这个遍地走来走去不是只有在犹太地而已包括当时候大力乌王那个时代他的国家的整个情形都是很平静的。
So here when it says throughout the earth not only encompasses the land of Judah, but throughout the lands that was conquered by King Darius.
那是神让全地都安息平静的。
And it was God who brought this peace to all the earth.
这个叫做神为耶路撒冷很热心呢。
And this is what it means that God was jealous for Jerusalem.
为了要让圣殿重建呢。
And so that the temple may be rebuilt.
神激动里面的人。
And God incited the people within.
神把信息传递给先知，让他们能够有信心。
And God preached His message to the prophets so they may have this faith.
然后神也准备了当时候整个大环境，让他们很平安。
And God also prepared this great environment so they may have peace within.
所以他们真的可以很专心的去想想神要他们做的事。
So that moment they may truly focus on and what is it that God wanted them to do.
所以神为耶路撒冷，他说他是很热心，心里极其火热。
Therefore God said himself, I'm very jealous for Jerusalem.
神其实早就已经在动工了。
And in fact, God had long started his work.
只是当时候像哈该先知他传递的信息，百姓说，哦，时候还没有到啊。
But just like the message that Prophet Haggai had preached is that the people responded, the time has not yet come.
但其实神已经准备了，只是百姓他们没有看见，他们以为说神的时候还没有到。
But the truth is, God had long prepared everything, yet the people failed to see what God had prepared.
但其实神的时候早就到了。
And the truth is, God's time has long come.
这个就是你看，当全地都平静，他们就在这个平静当中，他们做什么？他们去盖自己天花板的房屋，但是让神的殿荒凉啊。
And this is what happened when there was rest and peace throughout the earth. The people they went to build their own roof, their own houses, and let the temple of God be in deserted.
所以在这种情况下，你看神的心是多么着急。
So we can see how anxious God's heart must have been in this situation.
这是为什么神的信息临到先知，他由先知传递，要让百姓他们整个真的发起热心来。
And this is also why the message of God came upon the prophet, so the prophet could allow encourage people's faith to become zealous once again.
神的热心把话临到先知，让百姓了解神的心意。
So the zealousness of God, the message came upon the prophet and to the people, so they may understand the will of God.
然后呢，神他施怜悯。
And God will show His mercy upon them.
他真的出手眷顾西安跟耶路撒冷。
Then he'll stretch out his hand to truly watch over Jerusalem and Zion.
所以我们现在看，我们看当时候神的怜悯呢，从我们现在从第十二节，看十二节。
So you start to read from verse 12.
十二节，于是神的使者，万军的神的使者说：“万军之神啊，你恼恨耶路撒冷和犹大的城邑已经70年了，你不施怜悯，要到几时呢？”
Verse 12, and the angel of the Lord said, Lord Almighty, how long will you withhold mercy from Jerusalem and from the towns of Judah, which you have been angry with these 70 years?
那这里这个70年呢，当然有不同的算法。
We know there are different calculations to these 70 years.
如果从百姓第一次被掳到他们第一次归回，刚好70年，从主前606年到536年。
So from the first time they were taken captives to the first returning, that was a span of 70 years.
那如果从圣殿被毁，从586年到圣殿真的重建起来516年，也是刚好70年。
And but if you start to count from the time that the temple was destroyed to the time that the temple was rebuilt, that is also a span of 70 years.
那这个时候，在撒加利亚先知这个时代呢，这个70年应该是从圣殿被毁到圣殿重建这段时间。在这个70年之间呢。
But in this time of Zechariah, we can say it was through the time period of when the temple was destroyed until the time when the temple was rebuilt.
那我们看到说，这个神的使者，这个天使，他在替百姓祈求，他就说：“神啊，你不施怜悯，要到几时呢？”
Here we can see the angel of the Lord was pleading on behalf of the people, asking God, "How long will Him withhold His mercy from Jerusalem?"
那当时候，天使这样祈求以后呢，圣经第13节就神就用美善的安慰话回答那与我说话的天使。
After the angel pleaded with the Lord, then the Lord spoke kind and comfort words to the angel.
所以这里我们看到这个代求的天使啊。
So we can see this angel who was pleading.
在第一个意象里面有好几个，起码的有好几个人是跟先知解释意象的，也有一个是先知，一个先知是 一个天使是跟先知讲话的，对话的。
So within the first vision, we can see those who are riding on the horses, and there was this angel who was speaking and conversing with God.
那这个天使呢，他替百姓祈求。
And this angel here pleaded for the people.
那其实神他都知道。
And in fact, we know God knew it all.
神已经在怜悯了。
And God already showed mercy on them.
只是百姓他们专顾自己而已啊。
It was only that the people only focus on themselves.
那所以你看这个天使呢？他一祈求以后，神就用美善的安慰话来回答他。他说：“其实我已经怜悯他们了。”
So here we can see after the angel pleaded with the Lord spoke kind and comforted words to the angel.
那所以呢，第十四节一开始就是，你看与我说话的天使对我说，这些话，这些信息就是神告诉这个，就是这些美善的安慰话。
And so starting from verse 14, the angel was speaking to me, proclaiming the words of God, proclaiming the kind and comforting words that God has spoken to the angel.
神已经心里很热了，他就是。要怜悯他们，可是百姓还不动啊。
And God's heart was already filled with zeal for the people, yet they were the one who refused to make a move.
所以这个代祷很重要。
So we can see the power of intercession.
因为我们今天如果我们弟兄姐妹大家也能够彼此代祷。
And today, if we're able to intercede for one another.
有时候我们会看到说，哎呀，神啊，那个要到几时啊？还要多久？
And sometimes we may ask ourselves, Lord, how long does it have to be?
但是真的，我们如果有一些像圣经这里所说的那个代求的天使、神的使者，那我们真的会感受到神已经怜悯我们了。
But truly, if we have these angels or people of intercession among us, then we will truly experience and know that God has already shown mercy upon us.
小丽回去台湾的时候，碰到一个姐妹，她跟我见证她的经历。
And when I went back to Taiwan, I met a sister who testified to me her experiences.
我们这个姐妹她在学校里面当老师。
And the sister, she was a teacher. She is a teacher in the school.
她是辅导老师，她专门去处理那些有问题的学生。
And she's a counselor at the school, and she's in charge of taking care of all the problem students.
因为她是信主的，所以她的主任都知道说那个有问题的都拿给她。
And because the principal knows she is a Christian, so he would give her all the students with problems.
特别是一些有灵的工作的 case,
especially cases where students may be bothered by spirits.
当然，在学校里面不能够说是魔鬼工作，是邪灵工作，不能这样讲。
Of course, we know within the school you cannot say this is the work of Satan.
可是他们老师其实心知肚明，他们自己知道。
But all the teachers they actually know themselves.
这种问题不是一般的。一般说只是忧郁症或者是这个精神衰弱而已，不是这个意
思。And the problems that these students have are not merely depression or any kind of mental illness.
那我们这姐妹呢，她就很有爱心的去，真的去用神的道理去鼓励她，鼓励这些学生。
But our sister truly had the courage and love to encourage and to comfort these students.
然后她又带这些学生来教会聚会。
And she also bring these students to church.
她当然是。先透过他的父母亲把这个道理传给他的父母亲。
And so, of course, first of all, she would go through the parents and preach the gospel to the parents.
等到这个父母亲带着孩子来教会聚会的时候，他们就可以感受到神的能力了。
And after the parents bring their children to church, then they would truly experience the power of God.
他这样子带着几个青年、几个年轻人来信主了。
And by that, she has already brought a few youths or the students to believe in Christ.
那可是同时，这个魔鬼也不甘心呢。
But at the same time, Satan is also working.
因为邪灵毕竟是灵，我们看不见他，可能他看得到我们呢。
We know the evil spirit is a spirit, so we can't see him, but he can see us.
那面对这种情形，我们这位姐妹她有一次。在为一个学生祷告的时候
，So facing this kind of situation, one time when the sister was praying for a student,
那是因为教会里面一些其他同工做法不太一致，就是没有同心。
But during that time, because some of the co-workers they were not working with one heart,
有人觉得要专心祷告靠神
，And some felt that they need to focus on praying to God.
有人觉得说、啊、这个事情应该吃药也可以
，But some also felt that with this kind of situation, the student should just take their medication.
所以这个时候就。不一致的做法就不一致。
So at that time they have different, they were not working with one heart.
那不一致的时候，这个时候有时候魔鬼就趁机工作了。
And when they're not working together with one heart, then that's the time when Satan, will work.
我们这位姐妹有一天她说她在为这个学生祷告的同时，有一天早上起来的时候，她突然整个人都没有力了。
So there was a day the sister said in the morning when she got up to pray for the student, suddenly she felt very fatigued.
她突然觉得好像很灰心，我干嘛这样子压给我们说，他们为什么去找一个 找一个 很难做的工作来扛在自己身上干什么？
Yeah, all of a sudden she felt very depressed and very discouraged, asking herself, why did they put this such a difficult task to me?
她觉得好像啊，我到底是不是要这样做继续做下去啊？
So she questions herself whether she should continue this job.
值不值得这样做？
Is it worth it or not?
她也可以像其他老师很轻松的过日子啊。
And she could have a very easy job or easy task like all the other teachers.
她突然之间只有那个魔鬼就在压他。
So all of a sudden, she felt Satan was pressing on her.
然后让他整个早上就起不来，没有办法工作。
So for the whole morning, she could not get up and work.
是完全不一样的，就是突然之间马上的转变。
So all of a sudden, she felt very different.
那当时候他就知道说，哇，这个一定是魔鬼的工作，本来没有这样子的。
So immediately, she knew that this was a work of Satan.
所以他赶快打电话，请一些他所认识的姐妹帮他祷告。
And she made a call right away and asked several sisters she knew to pray for her.
那天他就没办法上班了。
So that day, she could not go to work.
那就这些知道的弟兄姐妹帮他祷告。
So the brothers who knew about this prayed for her.
一个小时之后。
After 1 hour.
因为他知道这一个小时里面很多人都帮他祷告。
Because within that hour she knew many were praying for her.
一个小时之后。
So 1 hour later.
他整个人改变了。
And she had another transformation.
他突然重新得到力量。
And once again she regained her strength.
他信心突然坚强起来了。
And suddenly her faith was strengthened.
他知道这个就是魔鬼的工作。
And she knew clearly that was a work of Satan.
就是要打击我，让我不想继续做下去。
To strike her down, to have her forsake her job.
那他突然觉得说，既然是神的工作，那我有这个神给我这个机会，那我为什么要放弃呢？
And she had the realization that since this is a work of God, this is an opportunity given by God, and why should I give up this job?
一个小时之后，他整个人就好起来了。
And 1 hour later, she was healed.
后来他才知道，这一小时里面有好多弟兄姐妹真的很用心地帮她祷告。
And after that, she learned that within that 1 hour time, there were many who were truly interceding for her.
借着弟兄姐妹的带导，她好像被打了一剂强身针一样。
And through the intercession of the brother sister, it was as if she ate some very strong medicine.
她心里的力量突然刚强起来。
And suddenly her faith was strengthened.
神就怜悯了。
And God had mercy on her.
这个叫做带导。
And that is the power of intercession.
那所以你看，这个我们在我们的周遭啊，需要很多这种带导的天使。
So in fact, around us, we need many of these angels of intercession.
这个天使可能就是你，可能就是我。
And this angel could be you or me.
我们弟兄姐妹，如果每个人都能够这样子彼此带导，
if all of us can intercede for one another like this,
我们很多时候我们就看清魔鬼的诡计。
Many times we can see through the schemes of Satan.
魔鬼他就是要分化教会，很简单的。
And the schemes of Satan is to simply divide up the church.
他只要让每一个人不合，他就成功了。
And as long as there's this chord amongst some of us, then he has succeeded.
我们对一件小事情，如果会觉得很坚持我们自己的看法，
and if we persist and insist on a very small matter,
我们就不会去看到神他的神的心意在哪里，
and we will fail to see where the will of God lies.
那这个时候这个教会就没有力量了。
And that is also the time when this church will lose its strength.
魔鬼就站在旁边，就在那边偷笑了。
Because Satan will be standing by our church and laughing at us.
所以其实有时候神魔鬼的工作是很细腻的。
So many times the plots and schemes of Satan is very thorough.
但是我们如果每一个弟兄姐妹都能够真的用神的道理，以神的心意来互相祷告，
However, if each one of us can truly pray according to the will of God,
我们一定可以克服，我们更胜过。
Then we will be able to overcome.
那神的怜悯再次临到我们的时候，
And when the mercy of God once again come upon us,
我们一定会发现说，哎，其实神哦，他不是不知道，他只是还没有出声音而已。
And true enough, we will know that it is not that God does not know, it is only that his time has not yet come. Or he has not yet made a sound.
因为神他说他已经回到耶路撒冷来了，他已经回来了。
For God said himself, he has already returned Jerusalem.
你看神施怜悯给耶路撒冷的这句话里面，他说他已经回到耶路撒冷来。
So within the phrase that he has shown mercy to Jerusalem, he says, I have returned.
神来住在当中。
And he will dwell within.
所以撒加利亚书第一章的第十四节。
So in Zechariah chapter 1:16.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
他说：“现今我回到耶路撒冷，能施怜悯。”
And he says, "I will return to Jerusalem with mercy."
神来住在耶路撒冷，他是住在百姓当中。
And when he resides in Jerusalem, he lives amongst the Israelites.
那这件事情，我们看，因为这里面跟第二章有关系，我们看第二章第十节。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 10.
第二章第十节。
Chapter 2 verse 10.
锡安城啊，应当欢喜欢乐歌唱，因为我来要住在你中间，这是神说的。
Verse 10, shout and be glad, O daughter of Zion, for I am coming, I will live among you, declares the Lord.
第十一节，那时必有许多国归乎神，做他的子民，他要住在你中间， 你就知道万军的神差遣我到你那里去了。
And many nations will be joined with the Lord in that day and will become my people. I will live among you and you will know, that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you.
神已经要来住在耶路撒冷他的圣城里面。
And God has come to dwell within the city of Jerusalem.
所以神已经采取主动了。
And so God made an initiative.
这是为什么神的殿神的城必然重建必然兴旺。
This is the reason why the city and the temple of God shall surely be rebuilt and shall be prosperous.
好，那现在神要来住，现在人要有配合的行为。
And now that God has come to live in this city, then men we must abide to respond to him.
圣殿是要重建在原有的根基上。
And the temple shall be rebuilt on the original foundation.
然后呢，神说他要把准绳拉在耶路撒冷之上。
And here says he will stretch out his robe above Jerusalem.
一章的十六节说，准绳在耶路撒冷之上。
And chapter 1 verse 16 says that the measuring line will be stretched over Jerusalem.
那这个准绳跟第二章的第三个意象是看的是一样的。
And this measuring line is the same measuring line as seen in the third vision in chapter 2.
那这里讲的这个准绳，就是在重建这个圣殿、重建圣城的时候，都要完全按照神的尺寸。
And this measuring line means when they're rebuilding the temple, the holy city of God, they must do it according to the standards of God.
要重建，我们不能用自己的想法。
And by rebuilding it, you cannot follow your own will.
我觉得这个地方要盖什么比较好。
And thinking to yourself, this is better. I think it's better to build this here.
因为这个准绳是拿在神手上的。
Because this measuring line is held in God's hand.
要完全按照神的心意。
So you must do it according, to God's will.
所以教会的重建，你看圣殿的重建以及圣城的再重新的建造起来，都是按照神的旨意。
And we can see the rebuilding of the temple or the city of God were all according to the will of God.
然后呢？你看如果人可以这样做，那神他说再一次的要安慰锡安，他要再一次的拣选耶路撒冷。
Here it says if men are able to follow according to God's ways, then once again he will choose Jerusalem and its people.
第十七节，一章的十七节。
Chapter 1 verse 17,
最后那一句话，神必再安慰锡安，拣选耶路撒冷。
Here it says the Lord will again comfort Zion and choose Jerusalem.
那神的安慰神的接纳会让这些凡有血气的都静默无声，就是哎，哇，这个神怎么会这样子？
And the comfort and the choosing of God will bring the silence to the people.
你看神要住在耶路撒冷里面嘛。
So here we see God will dwell within Jerusalem.
然后我们看第二章的十二节。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 12.
二章十二节。
Chapter 2 verse 12.
神必收回犹大做他圣地的份，也必再拣选耶路撒冷。十三节。
Verse 13.
凡有血气的都当在神面前静默无声，因为他兴起从圣所出来了。
Verse 12. The Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the holy land and will again choose Jerusalem. 13. Be still before the Lord, all mankind, because he has roused himself from the holy dwelling.
那所以神他今天他在施怜悯的时候，其实他真的用很多不同的方式来安慰锡安他的选民。
And therefore today when God shows his mercy upon his people, he's choosing them through many different ways.
让很多外邦人都静默无声。
So many of the Gentiles were at a still.
他们觉得很惊讶。
They were amazed.
这一个神再一次的接纳他的百姓。
As to how this God once again accepted his people.
因为他以前被毁，圣殿被毁啊。
Because before the temple was once destroyed,
好像神放弃了他们一样。
It's as if God had forsaken them.
但其实神再一次的安慰他们。
But God indeed once again comforted them.
那神会在拣选耶路撒冷，就让一些不可能的事情真的变成奇迹了。
And while God is choosing Jerusalem again, He is allowing the impossible to become possible again.
那这个就是复兴的应许。
And that is a promise of revival.
那在以赛亚书五十一章里面有这样的信息。
And this message is recorded in Isaiah chapter 51.
我们看以赛亚书五十一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 51.
第三节。
Verse 3.
五十一章第三节。
Chapter 51, verse 3.
神安慰锡安是怎样安慰的？
And this is how God comforted Zion.
51章3节，神已经安慰锡安和锡安一切的荒场，使旷野像伊甸，使沙漠像神的园有，在其中必有欢喜、快乐、感谢和歌唱的声音。
Verse 3, the Lord will surely comfort Zion, will look with compassion on all her ruins. He will make her deserts like Eden, her wasteland like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of singing.
神的安慰是要让 你看旷野本来就是没有生命的地方哦，像伊甸乐园一样。
So we can see the comfort of the Lord shall bring this desert that was lifeless to be like Eden.
那这里面有欢喜、快乐、感谢、歌唱的声音。
And there will be joy and gladness and sounds of singing.
这个叫做神国的复兴。
And that is a revival of the kingdom of God.
圣城的丰盛发达就是这个景象。
And this is a scenery of how the abundance and prosperity of the city of God will be.
所以神应许，他说他施怜悯，他要让他的殿、他的城再一次的发达兴旺。
And this is what the Lord had promised that He will again revive and prosper His city.
他拣选耶路撒冷，他安慰锡安。
And He had comforted Zion and chosen Jerusalem.
这就是神的作为。
And that is the doing of God.
那在以撒那撒迦利亚书第一章有记载，第十八节有记载第二个异象。
And in Zechariah chapter 1 verse 18 records the second vision.
第二个异象是四个角跟四个匠人的异象。
And the second vision is regarding four horns and four craftsmen.
那这个异象呢，在讲神其实对他的选民手下留情的。
And this vision is telling us how God had mercy and upon His people.
我们知道那个角代表权力的。
We know the horns represents authority.
那也是神的工具。
And that is also the tool of God.
那这个就是神利用他们来打散犹大以色列家的。
And God used this horns to scatter the house of Judah.
然后这个匠人又是什么？
And what did the four craftsmen represent?
这个匠人一方面也是那个角，也是来神的工具来击打犹大跟以色列家。
And one hand, the craftsmen also similar to the horns where God had used them to scatter the house of Judah.
但是另一方面，二十一节说也是用来打散那个角的。
And on the other hand, the craftsmen also used to scatter the horns.
我们看第二十节。
3 verse 20.
神又指着四个匠人给我看，二十一节。
21.
我说他们来做什么呢？他说这是打散犹大的角，使人不敢抬头。但这些匠人来威吓列国，打掉他们的脚，就是举起打散犹大地的脚。那这里讲的这个匠人打散这个脚，就是一个国度的兴起啊，他们就好像一个国度兴起来打败以色列国，神就兴起另外一个国度来处罚这个国度了。
Yeah, so the craftsmen throwing down these horns also means that when God raises a nation to punish another, God will also raise another to punish that nation.
其实神借的这个脚是要来警戒、管教他的选民而已。
In fact, God is using these horns to warn His people.
可是往往这些外邦的这些神的这些工具，他们就高傲自大，就开始想要当王了。
But so oftentimes these foreign nations, these tools of God, have become prideful and want to be king themselves.
所以他们往往是加害过度了。
And so oftentimes they have become too cruel to the people of God.
神对以色列百姓本来是想要打一下而已，他们就要把他杀死。
And the original intent of God was simply to warn the people or to rebuke them, but they wanted to kill them all.
这是第十五节，一章十五节。
And it's recorded in chapter 1, verse 15.
神说：“我甚恼怒那安逸的列国，因我从前稍微恼怒我民，他们就加害过分了。
But I'm very angry at the nations that feel secure. I was only a little angry, but they added to the calamity.
所以其实历史是掌握在神的手上的。
But we know history is held within the hands of God.
圣经说，神在人的国中掌权，要把国度赐给谁就是给谁。
And the Bible tells us that God is in sovereignty over the nations, and God will give power to whomever He pleases.
所以基本上神没有忘记他的百姓。
So the truth is, God had never forgotten about His people.
神借着让撒迦利亚先知看到这第二个异象，让他了解说，其实这个历史掌握在神手上。
God allowed Zechariah to see the second vision so he may understand that history is in the hands of God.
这些角啊，最后都会被打散。
In the very end, all these horns will be shattered.
神真正的目的就是要让他的百姓回转。
And the true intent of God is to allow his people to return.
让他的荣耀再一次的在耶路撒冷他的圣殿里面重现。
So his glory may once again be manifested in his temple in Jerusalem.
所以神他其实也是用兴起现在国家来为犹大国解围啊。
And this is also a reason why God had raised other nations to allow Judah to be at ease.
这就是第一章里面他所看到的神给撒迦利亚的信息。
And these are the messages shown to Zechariah within the first chapter.
他所看到了两个异象。
And the two visions he had seen.
然后包括第二章里面第三个异象，那个准生的异象是跟第 一章是 连接在一起的。
And the second, the third vision recording chapter 2 is also related to the first two visions.
所以从这一两章里面我们看到其实重建圣殿最重要的是人心里面回转归向神。
From the first two chapters, we can see the crucial key to rebuilding the temple of God is this returning of our heart.
如果我们真的愿意回转归向神，神一定归向我们。
If we are able to truly and sincerely turn back to God, then God will surely turn back to us.
今天神的百姓要坚定重建圣殿的心志。
And today, the people of God must strengthen their determination to rebuild the temple of God.
那我们一定会得到神的眷顾跟看顾。
And with that, we will surely have the guidance and guidance of God.
那神既然应许他的殿要重建，圣城要再被建立。
Since God had promised a city and temple to be rebuilt,
那他一定会施恩怜悯给他的百姓。
Then he will surely show mercy upon his people.
他一定会为他的百姓准备那个重建的环境。
He will surely provide that environment for his people to rebuild the temple.
为他的选民手下留情。
And to have mercy upon his chosen people.
人只要能够愿意听从、顺从神的指示。
As long as men are willing to obey God's commandments.
那么神的应许必然实现在我们的身上。
Then the promise of God will surely be manifest and fulfilled in us.
他的荣耀也一定再一次的在我们的教会里面出现。
And His glory will once again surely be manifested within our church.
这是我们今天在看到撒迦利亚书里面所看到这个重建的意象里面，我们深深觉得神一定要让他的教会再一次的复兴起来。
And so the visions that we have studied today in the book of Zechariah allows us to know that once again God will rebuild and revive His church.
因为我们是他救赎的。
Because we have been redeemed by Him.
我们将成为神的荣耀。
And we shall become His glory.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
435首。